You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
Each week on the show, we highlight a story you bring us, whatever the big money story is where you live. We call it local money. And this week, we got a tweet from Ryan Underwood, who wanted to know how Vanderbilt University's land use plan deals with the city of Nashville, which is booming all around it. Vanderbilt is like a lot of universities around the country in that it's also a pretty big property owner. We called up Eric Kopstein, who is Vanderbilt's vice chancellor for administration. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
First off, what is this land use plan that you guys are doing right now?
Generally speaking, when I think about a campus land use plan, I'll think about the 330 acres or so of land that comprise the main campus of Vanderbilt University. However, Nashville is booming. There is construction every place. There are 20 cranes up at any given time, 30 hotels under construction, 75 to 100 people moving to Nashville every single day. And an important dimension of this land use plan that we're undertaking now is to have Vanderbilt not remain insular and try to ignore all of these economic developments going on, really, frankly, right around the border of our campus and beyond. So part of the challenge and the interest of this land use study is to figure out Vanderbilt's place in this rapidly developing city of Nashville.
Well, this is a local story someone brought to our attention, but at the same time, this is sort of a national thing that's happening. Columbia, here in New York, where I am, owns a tremendous amount of land in the city. Are you guys buying land?
Yes, we have been buying certain what I would refer to as strategic parcels that are generally adjacent to or very near our campus so that we can reserve those parcels for potential future development, but also create a little bit of a buffer between the main campus and some of the development going on all around us. And with the market booming right now, certain things that haven't traded for years and years are now available, and we are taking a somewhat more aggressive but strategic stance on this, where things that are nearby are always of interest, and every single day something is coming up, and every single day we are thinking about whether we should be pursuing an additional acquisition. But these typically come in parcels of a quarter acre, half acre, because we are an urban campus and there's not a lot of open land surrounding the area.
Do you know how much money you're spending?
I do, yeah. And I don't know if I want to give you a specific figure, but, you know, we've done deal. We bought a quarter acre of property that was adjacent to other parcels that we've assembled. And we had to pay over $2.5 million by way of example. That was north of $300 per square foot for that dirt. And dirt in the Nashville area is anywhere between, say, these days $150 to $300, or in some cases far north of there, depending on the specific locations.
I was amazed. We looked at numbers that say in the next sort of assessment, home prices in Nashville are supposed to go up 33 to 37%. I mean, the market there is going gangbusters.
It's unbelievable. And I think the city as a whole is becoming more and more dense. In my neighborhood, lovely 2,000, 2,500 square foot homes on half acre parcels of land are routinely being bought up, knocked down, and replaced with two 3,000 to 4,000 square foot luxury homes. And the developers are making a lot of money off of this. But people are snapping up these homes left and right. And it's becoming, you know, it's really becoming a dialogue about what is Nashville becoming? Is it losing its character as it, if you will, redevelops in this way?
Eric Kopstein is the vice chancellor for administration at Vanderbilt University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Come tell us what's the most important economic story where you live. Go to marketplaceweekend.org and click on Local Money.